Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all.
Good morning. Good
morning. I was a bit baffled because I'm thinking, something happened in the last 2 weeks since I've been away.
Thank you.
together in words of prayer, and as we do, it is holding those tremendous words of faith of a God who loves us, of a God whose embrace is for all, and all are welcome in this place. Let us pray. Almighty God, we gather here as we have on many occasions. It is to tell of your greatness, to acknowledge you as God and Lord over all, for great is your name and great is to be praised. We come to tell the story of your power and your might, your love and your goodness, your faithfulness to all peoples through all generations. We thank you for the promise of your word, the revelation of your Son Jesus, the living presence of your Holy Spirit. We come to lift up our voices, to proclaim your wonderful name, to rejoice in your faithfulness, to offer you our worship, our thanks, our love, and all because you first loved us. All because in Jesus you came to seek, to save, to rescue us. Loving God, we come to you today in all of our weariness, our brokenness, our sinfulness, and our shame. Through all that we do in this time of worship together, may we know your presence near to us, each one. And we pray for those who will listen to this worship over the course of this week. We pray for others whom we will speak to of our time together, and ask that the blessing that we have received here may reach far beyond this place. Lord, draw near to us as we now draw near to you. And as we join together in the words that you gave to your first followers, may these words be renewed as we share them together. And so we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Has anyone else been through, like anyone else been off school, or had coughs, or anyone else been sick? Were you off school? Because you didn't feel well. Is it so tough? Sore head? You were sick? Oh, that's what was wrong with me too. No, oh, not nice. Not nice. Anything else been happening that I should know about? What else been happening? Did you do any sleeping? Nah, that's a massive sleepover. Now, does somebody have new sparkly trainers here that if you jump up and down you get lights, or have you had them for a while? Oh, so lovely. They are fab. Come and do that here so the people in the back can see. Come and have a look so that all these people can just jump here with the glue and get your trainers on. Oh, they got a mess. Show that you love your shoes like that one. Well done. Fantastic. And other people here have shoes that are shaped like mice and cats and all sorts. Rabbits. Anyway, I've missed you, so it's lovely to see you again and catch up on everything that's been happening here in church. I want to show you something. It seems like ages ago since Christmas, doesn't it? It seems like, oh, so long ago. But this was a gift that somebody gave me, and I want to put it on, and I want to bring it to life, see it, because you have to bend it to put on. And there's something quite interesting about this. So I'm going to bring it on, like, see it.
I
part of my kingdom and part of my story. Ordinary guys who are fishermen. Ordinary people. And being in God's family is not about being very clever, it's not about being very holy, it's not about necessarily saying our prayers every day. Being in God's family is about recognising that each one of us has been made in God's image. Each one of us, although sometimes we feel very ordinary and we feel as if we have nothing much to give, we actually have ourselves to give, and that is one of the most precious gifts that we can give to other people. So ordinary things, so when you're sitting having your lunch today and you're cutting into your fish fingers or your roast chicken or whatever you're having, remember an ordinary or a toasty. It's a toasty. Mind you, you'd probably eat that with your hands. Well, you might, if you're really posh, you might pass it. Anyway, ordinary things like this can become different and beautiful. And you, however ordinary you feel, have something that you can give to the world. And God made you in a special way just so that you could fulfill His plan and His promise in the world. And it doesn't matter what you think or what other people say about you. What matters is that God loves every one of us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for artists who can make beautiful things from very simple paint or wood or metal. Those of us who wear rings today, think of all that those rings mean for us in our lives, or perhaps it's a necklace that we're wearing. All things in our lives that mean something for us, we thank you for them. But more than that, we thank you for one another. That even though sometimes we feel very ordinary, each one of us is part of your family. Each one of us is loved and welcomed just as we are. And we think of that story of the fishermen from the Bible. And we recognise that they were ordinary, just going about doing what they did. But you wanted them to be part of your family, just as you call us. And we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now I'm going to give this to Angela so you guys can have a look at this down the stairs. And next Sunday morning, when you come along, you go straight down to the hall, and you're going to be down in the hall for the whole morning next Sunday. So that'll be a bit different. And then I think the week after you're holiday. Hey! You're going on a cruise with your brother? Woo! Fantastic! Oh, that's in June. You need to wait for that. Shall we worship God again together? And remembering the story that we're going to be sharing this morning, it's number 340 in our books, the hymn When Jesus Saw the Fisher.